The next concert coming up in the Music in the Valley concert series is going to be a group called Trio Serene. I'm giving it the French pronunciation, although it is an American group. It's such a pleasure to welcome to WBJC the music director, Benjamin Buchanan, and harpist from the group, Jacqueline Poloff. So nice to welcome you both. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks, Judith. Glad to be back.
So, Benjamin, how did you get to hear about this really unusual group?
Well, I actually first heard them at a different concert at St. David's. I knew Jackie from a performance art piece out in Rockville, 6 years ago?
It's been a while.
And we were both playing a sculpture at that time and not even a harp, and then I heard her play harp, and it was magnificent.
It's a really interesting combination with flute, viola and harp. So what I'm really interested in is the extent of the repertoire for a grouping like that.
Certainly it's a little bit of an unusual grouping. Actually, Claude Debussy first wrote a piece for harp, flute and viola at the beginning of the 20th century, and that's sort of what launched this instrumentation. So in some ways it's a little bit of a challenge because most of the repertoire written originally for the instruments is from the 20th century. But we do play a few transcriptions to kind of expand it further. On this concert we're going to start off with a piece by Bach that was transcribed for us by a local composer, Rudolf Kemper. So in that way, we can kind of expand our repertoire a bit.
Tell me about the other pieces on the program. There is Ravel, so that is a good connection there.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the Ravel is also a transcription, actually, but we all really love the French impressionistic music, so it's easy to fit that in. We'll also be playing a piece by a little-known composer, Rohozinski, who I believe was born in Poland and then spent most of his life in France. So he wrote a lovely suite, 6 movements for the combination. And then we're going to play a piece by Arnold Bax. This was also one of the very early pieces originally written for harp, flute, and viola. And then to balance it out, we'll do a much more recent piece, just a few years old, by a Korean-American composer, Sunji Hong.
So, Ben, how does this fit into the overall arc of the season? Because it does seem to be that you are looking for groups and works that are perhaps not terribly run-of-the-mill.
Yeah, so we try to have at least one concert in the season be something a little bit different. Music in the Valley was started to respond to sort of a blight of world-class concert music in this part of Baltimore County. It offers a really nice experience, especially now that it's springtime. I don't know, maybe Sunday will prove different, but I think that this sounds like a very spring-like concert, perhaps. And I think it offers a really nice evening, and I can't wait to hear how Trio Sirens, or however you pronounce it, fits into that.
Coming to the name, how did you arrive at the name? I'm always so interested in how groups choose their names.
Right. It was not me who came up with the name. I can't remember whether it was Karen Brown or Marcia Kemper, but we really liked the images that surround the idea of, you know, the three sirens, and there's some lovely pieces of art that go along with it. Auguste Rodin has a beautiful sculpture of the three sirens. So sometimes we sort of think back to that, and we'd like to maybe do some more direct performances, you know, that feature some of these connections with our name.
So this is Trio Serene, which will be performing on the Music in the Valley concert series this Sunday at 5:30. That's at St. John's Church on Butler Road in Reisterstown. More information is at stjohnswrp.org. It's been such a pleasure to speak to the music director, Benjamin Buchanan, and also the harpist from the group, Jacqueline Poloff. Thank you both so much. Have a great concert.
Thank you.
Thanks.